Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don, and I'm along today with the beautiful Mary Jane.
Hello.
Now, today actually isn't a Big Three Podcast. Today is another in the Best Of series. This is volume 18. Yeah, 18 Best Of's. And it's from Windy City Heat, the musical, part 3. So we're going to play a series of songs. I should also say, when this comes out on Friday, this is a kind of a tribute because a year ago this week, people from all over the world came out to see and listen to the Windy Weekend, which was a great time. You had fun there, didn't you, Mary Jane?
Yes, that was really awesome.
Yeah, we met a lot of friends and a lot of good people to this day still remain part of this whole thing, and it was so good. Everybody loved the project, and everybody had a good time. Oh, I got to tell you, I am really, really sick, and at one point, Mary Jane, I may need you to start talking.
Okay, very good.
Okay, so if I get too sick, I'm going to have you take over as today's host, all right?
Okay.
All right, now today, we conclude the saga of Windy City Heat, the musical. As you know, this was a dream of our one-time producer of Windy City Heat, John Quincy Adams. He wanted to take the Big Three to Broadway. I don't know what ever made him think that this would be good, but every week he wrote a new song. Now they just lie there. So this is the third version of the best of all these shows. So if you go to all three of them, you will hear every single song that John Quincy Adams put out in this series. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am so sorry. Now, Mr. Adams entertained all of us with his musical melodies. And Perry, again, hated everyone and would interrupt and say negative things. I thought that was really unfair, but it's another reason why there is no more Big Three Podcast, because Perry is an asshole. I guess some people don't appreciate good music. Oh, my goodness. But let's be honest, somewhere along the line, John Quincy Adams sort of shifted his focus away with these songs from Windy City Heat to musical, and Mr. Adams' attention made the big shift and moved over towards Perry's freak publicist, Tom Brennan. In fact, more than half the songs of this special are about the love affair between John Quincy Adams and Tom Brennan. Let's begin today at a time where John Adams and Tom Brennan's love. Oh my goodness. Why don't you read this? Mary Jane, take it over. I can't get to this anymore.
We begin today at the time where John Quincy Adams and Tom Brennan's love affair was just beginning to blossom. Tom was freshly raped, and being a song and dance man at heart, Mr. Adams decided to tell his side of the story with a song. Vince, let's hit it.
Have you all seen my photographs of Tommy B?
Hey, motherfucker. It's time to rip you a new asshole yourself.
Listen. May I please tell what happened? May I please give my side of the story?
Yes, please do.
My backside of the story. What happened is, listen, Walter, as you know, is like a son to me. And he so desperately wanted to sign with Brennan Entertainment. True, Walter?
That's what you do when you want to get in the biz. That's what you do. You sign with Brennan if you want to get in the biz.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, that's what they say. So I needed to help him in this endeavor. I contacted TBE.
Tom Brennan Entertainment?
Precisely. Tom Brennan Entertainment. I arranged a sit-down with the man himself. All right? The only thing was, After I slipped him a date rape-filled lollipop, the only sit-down was upon my Jolly Roger. Yes.
Oh, Mr. Adams, God. What are you doing?
All right, listen.
Petty, you should go to jail for that, motherfucker.
Don't kid yourself, please. Don't kid yourself. It's a business, all right? This is a business.
Yeah, it's a business, a fucking date rape business.
I have a way to bring this all home to us, all right?
By a song?
Precisely. Now let's do this. Let me hit you with some music and fun. And if you're not careful, you might learn something before it's done. Hmm? What do you think?
Sounds fine.
Hmm? Does that sound good? All right. Well, let's do one. Happened. Let's bring one home, shall we? Yes, we know this one.
The musical's back.
I thought it was over.
Yeah.
Here we go. I controlled your agent, Tom. I controlled your agent, Tom. Took my date rape drug, didn't put his helmet on. I controlled your agent, Tom.
Seven, six,
he ate a drug pop, his mind was gone.
Three, two,
our emissions.
One.
Made huge buckets of dude juice.
Lift off.
This is JQA to Agent Tom. I'm afraid that you were drugged.
You're right.
But most still would really like to sign with you.
I would. I really would.
Sorry.
Can you let him know if that would still be cool?
No fucking way.
This is Agent Tom to JQA.
You raped him?
I really don't recall.
No way.
I was floating in the most peculiar way. And unlike Petty, I'm not really even gay. Like queer, not like gay as in happy. Far from the girls. I was out and I never knew. Not like when Petty blew you know who.
Stop dreaming, you fucking.
And
fucking
dancing. And here come the Nicholas brothers. They've got their space tank tops and their space short shorts and their
pants. Hey, punk
on
ass!
Floating in outer space and grabbing their bottoms.
You can fuck.
It's like a Sandra Bullock.
Motherfucker.
George Clooney.
Fuck yourself.
Space tank
you
tops.
Fuck
and
yourself.
Jean shorts. Floating, shaking it. Let's get it back.
What happened?
Though I've signed 100,000 dudes, I'm feeling very strange.
This is Tom Brennan's part.
And I think my heart knows where it wants to go.
Yeah, not this way.
Please tell Quincy I love him very much. He knows.
What?
Oh.
JQA to Agent Tom, is this for real? Does this mean love? Do you mean it, Agent Tom? Do you mean it, Agent Tom?
You're in love?
Do you mean it, Agent Tom?
No fucking way.
Do you mean that the two of us will marry sometime in the spring?
Wow.
Tom B and JQA, which will Petty give away?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you know what? This
really
guy is such
dropped
a
the
fucking,
hammer on that one.
He is such a fucking Fruit Loop. Get off your
Stop
break.
The presses, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, keep dancing. Nicholas brothers are still dancing. They've got their space shorts and their space tank tops. It's delightful. All right, Nicholas Brothers, yes, wrap it up. Spinning, spinning, and floating off into space, hand in hand. There they go, floating into space. Well, yes, I'll tell you something. It took a little bit out of me, like Tom took a little out of me. So he passed out. All right, all right. Thoughts.
He's a prick.
Tell me some thoughts.
He's a prick.
Perry, listen. And all right, fellas.
Well, congratulations on getting married to Tom Brennan. That's right. Really
cool. Real big news.
Yes, you're wonderful.
Here, you Perry, fucking do me piece a favor. Of shit.
Yeah, all right, wonderful.
Wrap Perry, it up.
Thank you. Perry,
you're lucky listen, you don't I'm know a, me I, face to face.
I know this is sudden. I know it's sudden. But would you consider a double ceremony with terrifying Tim and yourself?
What?
Never. Never,
all
ever,
right,
ever,
all right.
Listen, ever,
I have a ton
ever,
to do, picking linens and finding a DJ. Let's wrap this up.
Get your fucking sick, perverted,
yes, precisely,
gay
wrap
shit
like a wedding
out of my fucking ears.
Ready for
the
song?
Yeah, let's do a song, Michelle. Good. Drop
it's
kind of
sad, though.
No.
Maybe.
Oh, get out those tissues.
Oh, I know this one.
Don't you take us back. Way back. Goodbye to the big three. Tom woke up to violent sodomy.
You're disgusting.
And he sure didn't seem to mind me fisting him in his behind. Remember?
Sick bastard.
Do you remember the court shorts that Perry would wear?
I remember those. I remember those.
His friend Eric, he murdered in Big Bear.
Fuck you.
The casting agent, the cousin Sam, Mama Wanda's the disability scam. Remember?
I do.
Do you remember the Big Three podcast? Think back to the boy who would swallow, the one with the greasy behind, his ad for the hospital Alvarado, and the mouth love that was soon to follow. Here comes the saddest thing. I've still not jerked Perry's ding-a-ling.
No, he hasn't.
It's never happened.
He says he's not gay, but I don't mind. That will change whilst I'm in his behind. Remember? Do you remember the Big Three podcast? And one last dance for the Nicholas Brothers. Here they come. Tank tops, short shorts, boots turning around, grabbing bottoms and shaking them. Wolfie and Vincent, Mary Jane. Wait, the Elvis lights went on. Let's do it again. Remember? Do you remember the Big Three podcast?
Do you remember, Skymaster?
Yes, I do.
Big Three Podcast.
You remember, Dan.
Big Three Podcast. Do you remember, Perry? Do you remember the Big Three Podcast?
Kind of a bummer way to go out.
Oh, I was really...
Yes. Yes, thoughts.
That was
thoughts,
sad.
Thoughts.
It was really super sad, Mr. Adams.
Oh, wow.
Yes, well, it was. Yes, well, I'll tell you. My coffee's cold, my paper's old, and my heart is sold to melancholia.
Would you like to know what happened between me and Thomas Brennan?
I would.
Eddie?
Tom, Eddie? What? Tell me what happened between you and Tom Brennan.
I believe you you and the fans remember when I sang to you a little something called I Control Your Agent Tom?
Right.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
To the tune of Space Oddity.
Was disgusting.
I remember that.
But Penny, I could only really tell you what truly happened with a follow-up song. Isn't that correct?
Oh, God.
You got one today?
Only if Penny wants to hear it. Does Penny want to hear it?
Go right ahead. I want to hear it. I want to know what you're going to do to poison my life.
Mr. Adams isn't going to poison your life, Perry.
No, Penny, this is a follow-up to the David Bowie Space Oddity about Agent Tom. I Controlled Your Agent Tom. And this is the obvious follow-up. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Let's play that recording.
Vince,
play that recording.
Vince, play that for us, please.
Yes. We do know this one. Get ready for it. Hit the launch pad. Strap yourselves in. And dancing, dancing, yes. Always dancing. Lying here with Tom. His backend's waiting. All systems are go. I am sure Tom is not convinced. He needs a lolly. Once he passes out, we'll both blast off. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, my Tom is waiting. I yank off his pants, shave and grease up, trying to relax. I probe his coot coot. Buy me dinner first, jokes Agent Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, wonderful Tom below me, writhing, moaning, barely conscious. Fisting his cornhole, yes. And now, of course, you know whom? The one and only Nicholas Brothers. They're dancing, they're dancing. That's a gravity motif. Got their space Daisy Dukes, their space tank tops. Second stage begins. I grab my BAFTA, a British Film Award. It's like the Oscars starting to wake up. Tom needs a huff rag, grab me chloroform. He passes out, then starts to shout. Deep in his black hole, there is a problem. The BAFTA's gotten stuck. Too much KY, wake up, Agent Tom. You need to bear down, turn your thrusters on, and let her fly. There's no reply. 4, 3, 2, what to do, Tom? Below me, up to my elbow. Take my BAFTA from out his cornhole. Yes, and we're flying with the Nicholas Brothers now. Look at them shaking it up there. From his passed out lips, a final massage. Next time, use less lube, then nothing more. It's getting interesting, yes? From the bedroom door, my footman's freaking, told him 1,000 times, no peeking. He don't understand. All Agent Tom needs is a syringe of fine cocaine to wake him up. And send him home in an Uber car. Just get him out of here. Tom below me, blinking, waking. He's totes clueless. I was in his cornhole. La da doody. What a cutie in his beauty. Coming, gave him a lolly, played Hello Dolly, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. Coming like it all goes on. you are. You know. Now the Nicholas brothers really, really letting this is months and months of pent-up space frustration, sputum, ropes, boys, ropes, space ropes into the gravitron. Yes, just sending them flying. Yes, and fly off into space, just propelled by their own.
Quincy.
Love it. I know you do. It really paints a picture.
Quincy.
Peter Schilling really could have.
You're disgusting. Your thoughts of Tom Brennan are disgusting. What you did to Tom Brennan was disgusting.
These are reminiscing.
From a song standpoint, I thought it was a very good follow-up because that was the original follow-up to Space Oddity.
Teddy, will you give it that? Will you admit it's the logical follow-up to Space Oddity?
If that's what you want to call it, fine.
What's the matter with that? I tied him down. We did several things, but the truth of it is, it can only really be told in song. I recorded something on the spur of the moment, and I sent it to Mr. Barnes. But did you have the song I sent you?
Yes, I do.
Teddy, would you like to hear what happened?
I'm mortified with what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Mortified.
Well, let's listen to the song.
But let me just say this. We've heard Space Oddity.
Yes.
We've heard Peter Schilling. Major Tom.
Yes.
There was only one natural song that we can continue the trilogy with.
Ashes to Ashes?
Spoiler alert, Ms. Mark. Kent, if you would be so kind, please skip it.
Here we are. I believe we know this one. Do you remember my lover Tom? In that old early song. The DRPs helped us loosen up when I proposed to Agent Tom. I got a message from the Scamaster. I'm unhappy. Tom's unhappy too. Oh no, this just can't be true. I needed to go visit Tom. Some moles stole some doctor's outfits and we escaped from the rehab facility and jumped into the astro van with a shoebox of drugs. Cause I had a surprise I'm not planning on. Blowy-o-y-o-y-o. Asses to asses, spunk to spunky. You know, Agent Tom is my sex monkey. We were strung out on a date rape high, hitting an all-time blow. Yes, blow. You know what I'm saying. And the story continues. So we met on the Chrysler building and I took him to my flat and had Tommy strapped down to a dining table. Oh yes, once again. I undressed my dear wonderful friend. Now I'm happy. I hope Tom's happy too. We won't know until I'm through and Agent Tom comes too. I've never done good things. I adore doing bad things. I never jerked off an agent for a SAG voucher.
Not everybody can say
oh,
that.
Oh no. But the thing I tugged over Tom's head, I'll jerk off on the night we are wed. Asses to asses, spunk to spunky. My fiancé looks gorgeous and hunky. Strung out in my boudoir, in Mama's wedding gown. Yes, that's right, and he looked lovely. My Mama said it might be fun. It might be fun to put my wedding dress on Agent Tom. My mama said it might be fun to put my wedding dress on Agent Tom. You hear what I'm saying? My mama said it might be fun to put my wedding dress on Agent Tom. And look, here come the flower girls. The Nicholas brothers, they're throwing flowers. They've got the Daisy Dukes and the short shorts, little tuxedos. They're coming down the aisle. What are our thoughts?
Thank you.
Yes, the musical is dead. Zoe Barnes onto the choo-choo track of success. Plus, I had nothing prepared, for I thought not that I would reconnect with the big three.
Well, of course you would.
Why would you have anything prepared? Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't make sense if you had...
Though I had been thinking of what I would say if it were to come to pass. And it looks indeed like it has come. Altogether. Like an orgasm. Hit it, gentlemen. We know this one.
Oh, I know this tune.
Welcome back. You went away, but it couldn't last. Welcome back to the one and only Big Three podcast, where you talk about pop culture and your personal life, like when Perry impregnated and beat up his ex-wife. So glad our favorite show.
Glad our favorite show
was the one thing Perry didn't blow. Yes, we tease him a lot, cause he's a filthy gypsy wop. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hey, we're having fun. We're having fun.
This is fun, Scaremaster.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. The fans were on the edge of their seat. Welcome back. Things were stickier than Terry Ann Fluzzo's feet. Now you're back and we're all feeling oh so good. In your secret location in West Hollywood, I came back from Great Britain. Cause I knew that it ain't quitting.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes, we're all filled with joy, like when the Cherries had their boy. Welcome back.
Ah, yeah, congratulations to the Cherries.
Yes, I'd like to have a boy, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't mind having a little cherry boy. Hit it! Oh, and look, it's the Nicholas Brothers.
Oh.
And they're welcoming us back, and they're turning. They've got their Daisy Dukes and their tank tops. And look what's written on the bottom. Welcome back. And I know what a jerk Perry C can be.
It's too Scaremaster.
He won't give his blessing to Tom B and me. But
scumbag.
He's a really tough act to follow.
You sick rapist fuck.
You won't believe what he will swallow. Yeah, we tease him a lot. For someone whose brain is half shot, welcome back.
It's true, Scaremaster.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Come on, Scaremaster.
Everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
He's not looking so hot.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes, we tease him a lot. The filthy gypsy Javajo wop. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Come on, Scaremaster.
Everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Shake it.
Shake, Scaremaster.
Yes.
Goes like this, Mr.
Let
Adams.
Let him talk. Let him talk.
Thought, no, he hasn't talked.
Let me ask you.
Let him talk.
In all seriousness, do you think right now there are some fans out there with a tear in their eye?
Yeah, I'm sure there are a couple.
Because of pink guy?
No, Walter, no. Perry's refusal to pay back dear Mr. Barnish enrages me. Did I say Barnish?
Yes, you did.
You did.
I like that. What do I do when I'm enraged? What do I do? Tell me. Tell me all. What do I do?
Push-ups. You do push-ups.
You burn things.
You watch the Katie show, Katie Kirk show?
But I do all of those things. Yes, I do all of those things. No, but what I really do is I take quill in hand and write myself a ditty.
Oh.
Yes?
Oh, nice.
Go ahead.
Nice. A new song.
Are we ready?
I'd love to hear it.
Me, asses to asses, asses to asses. Here we go. Are we ready? Let's begin. Yes.
Oh, you know, this one's
good. Yeah.
Tuning it up, getting ready. Here we are.
This is my Tommy Bahama shirt.
The shirt he won't repay.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I see.
To live up to his deal would make Perry's problems go away.
It's too Scaremaster.
Gotta listen.
And the system be less real. The needle sewed the tear.
it stitched away the hole. But the thing I can't bear is how Perry treats Mr. Barnes and Mole.
Thank you.
What have you become? My big three friend. Perry likes to come like an orgasm in a man's rear end.
Excuse me?
And you can't have it at all.
What comes around goes around.
Perry's word is dirt.
Throw a cake in my face like I'm gonna just
he'll
stand there?
Never repay Mr. Barnes's Tommy Bahama's shirt.
Sorry, gay boy.
Yes, and Nicholas Brothers and Nicholas.
You'll never
Brothers.
Get that shit from me,
dancing,
queen.
Cut off Tommy Bahama's shirts.
Get me a parole hearing date and you'll get your shirt.
I wear Mama's old gown whenever I'm feeling blue. Like when Perry would go down on Mr. You-Know-Who.
Fuck you, you fucking homo.
Beneath the filthy hat, his thinning greaseball hairs, he's wrinkly, dim, and fat, and only dogs can hear his prayers. What has he become? Our gypsy Javaho.
You just ended the show.
If you go to Denny's, don't be dumb.
Just ended the show.
Stop by the men's room and say hello.
Because you're nothing but a homo.
And you can have a blow. Perry has a knack. Cram it in the glory hole. He'll work the pole.
Fucking asshole.
And the sack.
The fucking asshole.
If I could start again, I'd be a million miles away. Perry's a terrible friend, and he's never denied being gay.
I've never denied being gay.
Yes, yes, it's true. It's true. He never has denied it.
I always really tell you I am not gay.
That was a little sad.
I am not a homosexual.
Really sad.
Anyone there interested in the new Beef Eater jingle?
Oh, I'd love to hear it. You're always great at the jingles.
Stop it. Oh, come
You're
on.
You're great.
Stop.
That's you think a compliment.
All right. Why not? Let's give it a whirl, shall we, and see what we have. I think we'll all enjoy this one. You ready? Yes. The difference with this one is we begin with the Nicholas Brothers, for it's a celebration of short shorts, tank tops. And here they come. They're dancing about the Nicholas Brothers. They've come to the stage, to the front. They're shaking their beef eaters. They turn, they grab the beef eaters. They turn over, they show the beef and the beef eaters. Are we ready? Everybody grab a hold of your beef eaters, because here we go. Me, 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 me. And feel free to shake it. The dance floor is open.
I'm shaking it.
You can wear them day or night. They're oh so short and tight. When you walk on by, all the boys will sigh, cause you're looking out of sight. Watching and masturbating, cause they see in your pants that they might have a chance with you. The denim is worn and frayed from being on his knees all day. The shorts, they are wild. They'll give a smile to the stranger in the next Denny's stall. Your behind will sure matter. When your zipper goes down, you won't wearing a frown. It's true. Ooh, ooh. Here we go.
go. Oh, here he comes like an orgasm. Watch out, boy, he's wearing beefeaters. Oh, here he comes like an orgasm. He's in beefeaters. Oh, here he comes like an orgasm. Watch out, boy, he'll tear off your Tommy Bahama shirt. Oh, here he comes like an orgasm. He's wearing beefeaters. Yes!
Uh-huh.
And we fade. Business thoughts, business thoughts.
Is it like the gin, the beefeater gin? Is that what it is?
No, no, Walter, it's not beefeater like the gin, though. That did lend some inspiration on cold nights, I will say. We're a different brand altogether, and I wish not to be litigated against. How about I tickle everyone with a new beefeater ditty that we're working on, just to let our thoughts stew for a moment?
Oh, yeah, nice.
Love to hear that.
I know beefeaters just suddenly sprung up, and there's a lot going on, but I think this will get everyone in the mood. This is a tune that was used, you might remember this, in that that greasy Ginzo telepic, The Sopranos. Yes, yes, it was terrible. True? Terrible, The Sopranos? The worst?
Shut your mouth.
Listen. Oh, I will say, the one good thing the show did do, besides, it did do something good, besides knocking off all of those guineas, is feature this tune with the tight dungareed Stephen Perry. And now it's to our Perry. True? Yes. Let's begin, shall we?
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
The biggest fucking head.
Yes. Diddly do we know this one. Oh, yes.
I love this.
Already, I can feel the Nicholas brothers back there getting ready for this. Just a shy town boy, living in his filthy world.
Filthy?
I'd love to pull a train on him anywhere.
Try me.
Just a pair of short shorts. Sewn by a little Indonesian boy. They look even better with no underwear. Yes. All right, we'll find it. Ooh. Get ready, Nicholas
Brothers.
Give
me some guitar.
Soon. Everybody ready? A scaremaster in a Denny's men's room.
Shut up.
Smells of hash browns and making boom. He pulls his beef eaters to the side for some dong and schlong all night long. The strangers filleting up and down the bathroom stalls. They're kneeling, reeling in the night. That's right.
Yeah.
Those beef eaters, so packed full of man mortadella, they're oh so hot and they're so tight. Yes, the beef eaters. And who's that picking their heads and their beef eaters through the curtains? Why, it's the Nicholas brothers, jerking hard to get his fill. He's into Jack, not into Jill. Stuffing anything into his hole. Just one more time. Yeah, that's right.
Nice, was that?
Some he'll jerk. Some he'll blow. Some will make him scream. Oh, oh. But those shorts are still looking good. They go on and off and on and off. They're strangers copulating, fantasizing, sodomizing with delight. Those beefeaters circ with delight. There we are. Sodomizing with delight, yes. Those beefeaters soaking wet with protein stains, and it's only Monday night. And here they come. That's right, the Nicholas brothers, bounding through the curtain with their beef eaters, leaning over, showing all the beef. getting ready to eat beef and feed beef. And remember, don't stop beef eating. The men you'll soon be meeting, you'll have to be beating them off.
Some money at least.
Don't stop beef eating. That's right, don't stop beef eating. People, whoa, 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 beef eating people. Beef eating. On your diet, you'll be cheating with all the beef you'll be eating. Whoa, whoa.
Wow.
That's right. Do not stop. Do not stop beef eating. Do not stop it. Now, quickly, quickly, thoughts.
It needs thoughts. Work, dude. Definitely needs work. Yeah.
All right, listen, it is a work in progress. Right now, it's a work in progress, all
thoughts.
Right? Petty, talk to me. Tell me what about it you love the most. First, Mr. Barnes, what
do
you love
about
it the
most? Oh, I love the Nicholas Brothers. I always do.
I agree with nearly everything that everyone is saying. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and I think I have an idea that will work for us. It will work for all of us. It will make me look young and sexy.
Yeah, it's called Get Me Out of the System, and let's get Windy City Heat 2 happening.
And also, put a couple of shillings in one of yours pockets.
Would you like
to hear my plan? Who would like to hear it?
I want to hear the plan. Let's hear the plan.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you. The lovely Nikki Perez gave me this idea for a plan. Who's ready?
Go ahead.
And I got a little help from Wolfie's old nemesis, Dickie Barrett, on this one.
What are you talking about? That cocksucker. Fuck him.
All right, limber up. We're going for a wild ride. Ooh, get the whips out. I guess I should have known by the way you didn't phone and the emails and text messages stopped. See, Tom's the kind of person that loves making out after I've given him a date rape lollipop. I know this might be dumb. I've got a pocket full of pound notes, and I know someone who sells something I can use.
Listen here, pal.
So on Saturday night, Mo can make it all right, because he says, Quincy,
what do you got to lose?
I'm buying a little mole Corvette. That's right.
All right.
Tom and I will hit the gas. A little mole Corvette. I'll give my Tom some love that's gonna last.
Bullshit.
I guess I should have listened to Perry when he told me Tom's not a man's man and he's never going to be. See, Perry felt a little ill when he saw all the pictures of Tom Brennan making hot date rape love with me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I was too high class.
You're sick.
So on Saturday night, I'll just do what feels right and drive right up Tommy's tight underpass. I'm buying a little mole Corvette. I hope this doesn't sound too crass. In my little mole Corvette.
You need to go to jail, motherfucker.
I'll jam my stick shift in his little boy gash. Oh, and look at that. Look what it is. It's the Nicholas Brothers, and they're driving little Corvettes. Oh, they've got their tank tops. Matching racing flags on them. Yes. Daisy Dukes. A lover like me is just so good, I ought to be in jail. It sounds lovely, but I've never actually been.
Oh, no, in jail.
So take my money, Walter. Give me the keys. I'm going to win Tom back with my hot red love machine. My little mole Corvette. Tell me, am I moving too fast? Little mole Corvette. Remember when the podcast used to be on Jash? Little mole Corvette. Tommy, you're going to go down.
Going down.
My little mole cord. Cause if you don't, I'm going to drug you, and then I'm going to go to town, right to town, and pound, pound, pound into the ground. I won't slow down. I'm moving too fast. Tom needs to find some love that's going to last. Yes. Ooh, Tom, you've got a...
Hey, rapist! Hey, you fucking
Tom,
rapist!
You've got a tush like I've never seen.
I swear to God, motherfucker, I'm gonna find your ass, and I'm gonna put
Except
your
the
fucking...
time.
I'm gonna put your fucking big fucking mouth in that fucking...
That time.
That fucking fat ass in jail, you cocksucker! I'm gonna fucking put you
in short, short, short
jail,
jeans.
You fuck!
Tommy, you've got to go fast, too. In my little mole Corvette, I need some love. I need some love. Ooh. It's going to last. Come on out here, Nicholas Brothers. Look at them circling around, doing donuts in their Daisy Dukes. I refuse to slow down. Mole Corvette. And the boys are playing, and they've got their Daisy Dukes. Going to pound Tom into the ground. Woo! Yes, my little mole Corvette.
Hey, Barrett, suck my cock!
Okay, now tighten those jeans.
Lick my ballsack, Barrett!
Whoa! Ooh, it's really a lot of high notes in this one. Little mole. Is everyone dancing, or am I just sitting here in a hobo camp by myself? Spinning around, and there they go, and driving off into the sunset in their little mole Corvette. Certainly went on a little longer than myself and Nicky Perez would have imagined. Betty, 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 can I ask you some P's and Q's, please? Betty, Betty, please.
What do you want?
Please, listen, listen, listen. Have you by any chance, Betty, have you by any chance... spoken to my Tommy lately? I miss him ever so. Have you spoken to him?
Let me say something to you, you fucking queer. Yeah, I talk to Tom all the time, but he's not your Tommy, you little bitch. Let me tell you something else, you fucking cocksucking fag fuck. You're not in love with my publicist. You shut your fag ass mouth.
Let me take a second to catch everyone up on what's going on here. Mr. Adams is in love with Perry's agent, Tom Brennan.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I am in love. I am in love with him. I'm deeply in love with him. Understand? Listen. 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 The rape was a long time ago. It was a long time ago. We put that behind.
Way in the behind, if you know what I mean.
Good one, Johnny.
Mr. Adams, maybe a song would help take everything, make it all mellow for everybody.
Well... little early in the call for a song, but a wonderful idea, a wonderful idea. But listen, I have a feeling it may have the opposite effect. It may actually have the opposite effect. Are we ready? Are we ready? And remember, the dance floor is open for this slow jam. Oh, yes. Slap that bass. I feel so bad. I've got a dirty mind. Thinking of you, Tommy, all of the time. I need my fist in your behind while being blown by you. This bumpy pickle here is mine. I'll stick it where the sun don't shine. Thinking back to happier times being blown by you. I'll get you back someday. I'll come where I may when I'm blown by you. If there's DRPs to take and the duct tape don't break, I'm blown by you. Like my fishing yacht, where one dares was shot and lost way out at sea. A look of surprise days in your dope-filled eyes, how happy I'd be. Gonna see my Tommy again. Him and Petty are both real men. Men who were made just for other men again, blown by you. I can tickle your behind, do whatever you will with mine. Like that casting agent and Petty that time, I must be blamed by you.
Shut up, you cocksucker.
I'll get you back someday. It's not gay to be blamed by you.
Oh, God, you are disgusting.
Have a date rape lollipop, and I'll get on top if I'm blown by you.
You need handcuffs and on your fucking wrists.
Like the fetus shorts or longhorn corn oil, all the things loved by Perry. Except nobody dies like all those guys. How happy we'd be. And now look who's coming out. It's the Nicholas Brothers. They've got their short shorts, they've got their tank tops, and look, they're floating on little rafts, pushing themselves along with cane poles. Yes, the catfish are jumping, the paddle wheels are pumping. That man of mine, I'll be deep inside his lubed up moon in the evening time. Oh, some sweet day, I'm gonna take him away and my salami I'll hide. But till then I'll be blue, till my wet dreams come true of being blue. Yes, yes. Thoughts.
Never happened.
It was a very pretty song.
I loved it.
It's disgusting.
So that was Linda Ronstadt. She used to date the governor. Thoughts now, thoughts.
I don't think Scaremaster liked it. I don't think he was very much interested.
Can I tell you all my thoughts? Can I tell you all my thoughts, please?
Yes, please. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
You fellas are too uncool to understand young love. That's my thought. Like Mama, you just don't get it. I know I've done many numbers in the past. I've done many numbers about and inside of Tom.
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah.
You're
but now,
sick.
In an effort to woo him back to me, I've taken a page from Mr. Thick's book and written an entire album like his comically failed recording, Paula.
Oh, like the album Robin Thicke just made to try to win back his wife, Paula?
Yes. Yes, that's what I just said. I just said that. Is there a necklace in here, Mr. Bonus? Are you all right?
Sure, I got a lot on my mind.
Anywho's, back to my Robin Thicke send-up. And I'd like to send up something thick into Tom, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, how about this? How about this? I'm going to throw this out there. Who would like to hear the first single? And hopefully I won't be single for very much longer. Who wants to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
I would.
I don't. Two against one, so they fucking win.
All right, this is the first single of my new hot album, Tom.
Who the fuck would buy that piece of shit?
Here we go. All I want to do is keep Tom's love. Keep Tom's love.
Oh, God.
Keep him satisfied. All I want to do is make it right. Oh, so tight. Be in him tonight. All I want to do is give Tom DRPs, pull down his beef feeders, get him on his knees. All I want to do is get Tom back.
All you need
tonight.
To do is go straight to jail.
I got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I've got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I got the Astro Glide, whoa, for Tom's backside. I got to get on Tom, get on Tom.
When can I put this motherfucker behind bars?
I never should have raped you twice or chained you to that wall. Cause now I just can't live without raping you at all.
Sick fucking prick.
I should have raped you longer if my ropes were only stronger. If I hadn't stopped the raping, there'd be no time for escaping. All I want to do is keep it light, keep it light. All I want to do is be polite and take a bite. All I want to do is bugger Tom's hole, wipe my poopy dingle on his remote control. I want to do is fist his crack tonight. I got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I've got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I got the date rape drugs, whoa, I'm going to protein stain his rugs. I've got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get him tonight. Oh, I'm so hard. Oh, just so hard. Maybe I just have to pee.
Hey, fag fuck.
There's a break in the music.
Yeah, there's a fucking break in the music because I'm disgusted with your sick fucking gay shit. Stop singing that gay shit, you fucking faggot.
Oh, here come the Nicholas Brothers. All right, they're not quite sure what to do. All right, well, just dance around in your short shorts and tank tops. Yes, just continue. There go the Nicholas Brothers. They're dancing around. They don't know. Slap the tushies and turn it around. Turn it around. Yes. All right. Keep going.
Talking about my publicist that way, you fucking prick. Jail time is what you need, you fucking psychopath.
Because all I want to do is cram it in, make him grin. I'll make him smile tonight. All I want to do is stretch him out and make him shout. We'll wake the neighbors. All I want to do is shove some fruit or my BAFTA statue in his cute patoot. All I want to do is get on Tom's back tonight. I got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I've got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I gotta treat him right, ooh, I've gotta fist him all night. I've gotta get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom tonight. Cause all I want to do is cram my Cranston pickle in his toad in the hole. Keep him satisfied, do it all night. All I want to do, I might be getting older, I can get my arm all the way up to the shoulder. All I want to do is get on Tom's back tonight. I got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I got to treat him right. Ooh, I've got to rape him all night. I got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get him tonight. Yes. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Hold the applause, holding for applause, holding, holding, holding. All right, thoughts. This is gentlemen, thoughts. Too obsessive.
Now I know why I don't know you face to face. Because I'll fucking kill you.
Is it too obsessive? Am I coming off as clingy? We're both pups no more. How much time do we have left?
Who knows?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Who knows? Who knows? For life is but a vacation from death. And I intend to have wonderful vacation photos when I return to the clutches of the dusty ground. Vacation photos of us aboard an Alaskan cruise wearing matching hot pink parkas.
Never!
Perry?
As ebony orcas spew from their blowholes like the two of us will later do in our Lido Deck executive cabin.
Never!
Tempting?
John, that all sounds nice and it's very flattering, but it's just not my thing.
Oh. Well, I do know all about your thing. I took several Polaroids whilst we raped together. All right, so I know about your thing. But listen.
Here.
Let him talk.
I think maybe this will all sound more to your liking with a jaunty melody behind it.
Ah, yes, song time.
Let him sing.
Shut up. They're disgusting.
Stop,
Perry.
They're
perverted and they're gross.
Perry.
Yes. Yes, 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 that's right, Walter, song time. And for this one, we're going way back to the time when songs were public domain and we didn't have to worry about copyright laws.
Oh.
Are we ready? How's this? How's about a little Albert J. Yes, the jazz singer. How's that sound to everyone?
Sounds great.
Would confusing. That be fun? Let's give it a go, shall we?
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go. You got away from me that one time. I never thought you could escape.
These are disgusting.
But somehow I feel our true love is real. It's you I want to rape.
These are disgusting.
Betty's
Shut
been
up.
Screaming on the podcast. He says our love just isn't so. Whenever I knock you out, it's what you dream about. Tommy, we should just give this a go. Tommy, how I love you when I rape your petties. Publicist Tommy, we'll both be on our knees. Please take some DRPs, that'll help you ease into the raping. You've got waiting, anticipating, heading south with Tommy. The guys in Boys Town will see me no more when I head through Tommy's back door.
Oh. So who wants to go to jail?
Oh, and here come the Nicholas brothers in there.
Oh,
short
they're
shorts
here.
And
good.
Tank tops. And oh, and blackface. Oh, no. Nicholas brothers, no. We talked about this. All right, dance around.
This is the last fucking podcast. No more. I'm done.
Oh, 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 Tommy. How I love you when I rape your petties. Publicist Tommy. I wish we all could be just like our man. P-E-R-Y is he at Denny's waiting for the men to masturbate them. I love my Tommy. I'll rape him like I've never raped him before. So open up Tommy's back door. Yes, open up Tommy's back door. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Yes. All right. Thoughts.
Catchy. Very catchy. I thought it was fun.
It was great.
It had good tempo.
Disgusting.
You all know how I feel about Tom. He's the cat's PJs. Or BJs. But if Johnny's going to be honest with Johnny, Tom is my second choice.
What? Then who's number one?
What?
Well, isn't that obvious? Isn't it obvious?
I don't know.
You're a jailbird.
Is it Vince? Is it Vince?
Haven't I been calling into this podcast for years just to hear one voice, one wonderful, wonderful voice? Look, let's not do this. Let's not play guessing games, all right? Or instead, how's about this? How's about I explain myself with a good old-fashioned song, a public domain melody? How would that be?
All right.
How would that be?
Sounds good.
We got to throw him back in jail.
Oh, yes. This takes us back.
I want to know what's going on with him.
I'm just wild about Perry.
Whoa.
But Tommy's wild about me.
No, he's not.
This love triangle is quite a tangle. Let's set our hearts and boners free.
What?
Tom is sucking drugged candy. Like I want Perry to be sucking on me. Oh, I'm just wild about Perry. But I guess I'll settle for Tommy B's back door. I'll keep on raping Tommy.
Hey, listen here, gay boy.
And look who's coming. It's the Nicholas brothers. They've got their sequin short shorts and their tank tops and their top hats and their cape.
This is not going to happen.
Yes, Perry, listen, I know this is sudden and I know I'm just throwing it out there. Putting my heart out there.
This is not gonna happen.
And I know we come from other sides of the track. I'm rich, you're poor.
You're just...
Shut up.
Pray to a canine lord. I'm a Rosicrucian. You live in the valley. I would die in the valley. I don't know how it could work. Honestly, I don't know. But I'm throwing it out there. And all I really, really want to say to you, Betty, at the end of the day is... I'm just wild about Perry, but I don't know if we're meant to be.
never.
The Javajo won't give a blow to his one true love, Quincy. I'm always calling the podcast, but not to chat with the big three. It's 'cause when I'm raping Tom Brennan, I'm just thinking about making him scream and shout. I want to be raping Perry.
Aww.
Well, yes, I'm just wild about Perry. Tommy's gonna be oh so mad at me. I raped him thrice. It was quite nice, but it's Jabba holes that I need. The Scare Master lives on Reseda, where the Denny's men's room will agree. We're all just wild about Perry, 'cause you don't have to wear a glove when you make man-man love, 'cause he's already got HIV. Oh, yes, we're not the perfect couple. I think the fans would all agree that we're all just wild about Perry, 'cause we've been Perry bitten. Yes, yes, and it ain't quitting. Perry's the rape victim for me, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let me listen. Let me tell you something here, Perry, gay boy.
Talk to him after this song.
Let me tell you something here, punk.
Talk to him
hey,
after this.
Hey, bitch! 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 I will throw you in fucking jail, you fucking gay, fucking sick, perverted, homosexual, cocksucker! You're going to fucking jail, you son of a bitch!
Perry, the system. The system.
I give a fuck!
False.
You're going to fucking jail, you son of a bitch! I'm going to throw you in fucking jail,
Perry.
You son of a bitch!
Perry, this
I'm going to get your motherfucking ass and throw you in fucking jail the moment I see you, you fucking, fucking, motherfucking cocksucker!
Quincy, you're just having jitters, buddy. You're just having jitters. Having pre-wedding jitters.
Shocker. Well, Mr. Adams, we're going to miss you, that's for sure. Yeah,
especially the songs. I like great songs.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice. That, well, if you insist. All right, here we go. One last one, shall we?
Yeah.
Yesterday I heard the fans all sigh. I'll tell you why. Oh, me, oh, my. Several times they stopped the Big Three podcast. And several times they came back to talk about Perry blowing dudes and say, Big Three podcast, goodbye. Big Three fan club, don't cry. The situation is hairy. Like how I imagine drugging and then raping Perry. Big Three podcast, tell us when. We'll sing about raping again. Is this the final nail? Is Perry made for a male? If he keeps cruising Denny's, then he'll end up in jail. Big Three podcast, goodbye. I raped Tom Brennan with a pie. Yes, and there was no pie extension, if you know what I mean. But there was some stretching, and the pie was a la mode. Oh, and look who's coming, the Nicholas Brothers.
Oh,
yes, I paid them $25,000 to dance at my wedding, and it was ruined by Perry. They've got the short shorts and the tank tops. And, oh, are they sobbing? No, Nicholas Brothers, no sobbing. To your dancing. To just dance. I know it's the last podcast, but yes, that's right. Painted smiles. Shake it. Shake it. Yes. Well, this should cheer you up. Mo, do me a favor. Would you help us out with this next little bit, all right?
You got it.
Warm up those lips and let's hear it. Take it, Walter. Yes. Keep dancing, Nicholas Brothers. Lovely. Us love them and they now. It's over again and again. Mole is probably high. Perry's definitely by. Dawn has got her tear inside his sapphire blue eye. Big Three podcast, goodbye. I'd like to make man milk on Perry's thigh. Yes, and I would, Perry. I would very much like to make man milk
Listen,
on her thighs.
Punk.
Thoughts.
It'll never happen.
I thought it was great.
It was kind of sad.
Really sad.
Let me say, I too, I say this from the bottom of my heart. I shall miss all of you.
And before I shove off to King's Landing, may I just ask, a knock, a knock.
Who's there?
Toodle.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo indeed. Tire lovers!
Oh, what's this? Oh, here's a call. Hello?
Hello, hello. Yes, Mr. Barnes, I'm leaving a massage, although I hate to leave a massage because, quite frankly, I love a happy ending. But there is no happy ending.
No, Mr. Adams, Mr. Adams, Mr. Adams, this isn't the answer machine. It's me.
Barnes?
Yes.
Heard everything. Heard the telly. Is the podcast happening? Scaremaster, are you there?
No, Mr. Adams, it's not really a podcast. I'm actually doing a best of podcast, and we're doing the third version of the musical. No, the only person here right now is Mary Jane and Wolfie.
Yeah, I'm over here! Arr!
Wolfie, you sound like you got a cold or something.
What a dreadful tease. What a dreadful tease. You're like that tour boy at the place in Newport Beach.
I don't know anything about that.
Yes, exactly. Took care of him with a couple of
So how have you been, Mr. Adams?
Not well. I believe I echo the sentiments of the entire Big Three Army when I say we are distressed, for our Fridays are now filled with two things, a gut and a ghoul, as the greasy Italians would say.
Yeah. Well, you know, all things have got to move on, I guess. So anyway, hey, it's actually kind of nice that we're talking because we are doing a best of, and I was in the middle of...
Terry, what's the theme? Is it about all of Terry's lovers?
Well,
tell me it is.
No, it's not about...
All the lovers he's taken.
No, it's not about Perry's lovers.
The lucky manager, of
okay,
course.
Of course, but...
Sadly, myself is not yet on the list.
No.
All the fellows who in the Demi's room who just had a rooty-tooty fresh and fruity...
Okay, again, no, it's
sorted
not...
Off to say it, hello.
Mr. Adams, it's not about Perry's lovers. It's actually, and I said this a little earlier in the call, it's the third version of the Windy City Heat, the musical. We're putting all the songs that you created, and we're putting them all in order. And this is the third and final version of that. Did you hear last week's best of? Or the 2 weeks ago, the best of there?
I'll tell you something. I bent my iPhone 6.
Oh, really?
In the most peculiar way.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah. Well, anyway, so you want to say something to the fans?
I love a jaunt down musical lane, although it's quite sad. I'm going through a lot of pain as Geoffrey Holder, my dear friend choreographer, has passed.
I don't know who that is.
Dancer, who you may know him as the voice of the Uncola.
Oh, yeah. That was the same guy?
Oh, yes, I was planning on having him choreograph the musical, but I'm going to have to find somebody else.
He's the guy that did This is the Cola Nut.
Too soon.
Yeah, well, I wasn't making a joke.
Let me ask you this. I know that the Big Three podcast is off in the vapor, but what do you think of this? Is it too late? And let me ask, is it too late to try to squeeze in one more tune?
Well, actually, we could do that now. I was just saying goodbye to everybody, and if you have a new song that you'd like to put in, I think here would be the perfect place for it.
Well, I think this is absolutely the perfect place to stick it. Here we go. This would, I believe, again, echo the sentiments.
What's the song about?
It's about love and loss and hopefully regaining it, and also about how much I've been feasting Tom Brennan. Here we go. I think everyone knows this one.
Oh, yes. Taking us way back. A little player. Not like to be playing with everyone out there, if you know what I'm saying. I'm saying genitalia-wise playing. All right, losing my train of thought. Let's get back on that.
we begin. Spending all my days down in the basement sticking things inside Tom. Cramming everything into his bleeding behind. But when he passes out, I lose interest. What shall I do? I've got that Javajo gypsy on my mind. Big three come back. Walter Dan and Sweet Perry. There was something on every single podcast. Big three come back. The only podcast in the world for Quincy. I was wrong, thinking I could live without you. Yes. Loosen it up, everyone. Loosen it up. One time, Mr. Bonus was assaulted in a Tommy Bahama shirt. Then Perry killed his friend Eric way up in Big Bear. Another time he pulled a fake disability scam. Now I pray to dog that he's still queer. Big thing, come back. I'm the kind of chap you see. Who needs to know about pop culture and your personal lives too? Big thing, come back. I'm up to my elbow in Tommy B. And when I fist him, I'm doing it without lube. Here we go. Now that I'm bored with Tom's loose anus and wanders is somewhere out to sea, I need the Scam Master to slurp my dude juice, just like a milkshake or a pina colada. So be Big Three, come back. That would be so splendid, you see. We all need something on Fridays to look forward to. Big Three, come back. A Perry's movie time would. I was wrong, and I just can't live without you. And Perry loves schlong, and I've got some to give him. Yes. And look who's coming. Tank tops, short shorts. And oh my, have you been, Nicholas Brothers, have you been drinking? Nicholas Brothers, stop it. Put that down. Okay, put down the guns. I don't know what this is about. Yes. Oh, all right. Ooh, it's dangerous. Yes. And they're shaking. They've got their guns out. They've got their tank tops and short shorts. Oh, look at you two getting along famously. Oh, yes. Take that downtown. That's what I like. Yes, Nicholas Brothers. Interesting. I like that you're brothers and you're still doing that to each other. Yes. You know, do me a favor. Turn on that video camera, because I'd like to capture some of this for later. All right. Yes, well, that was certainly something. Thoughts?
Whoa. A lot of stuff about the fisting stuff. I'm not into that, but, you know, with no lube, that's got to hurt. How's Tom doing?
Well, you know what? He's doing all right. He's moaning. I'm trying to keep him hydrated. I'm trying to keep him alive. Basically, I'm trying to keep him alive. A lot of blood loss, a lot of semen loss, a lot But I will say, in the age of Ebola, we are keeping the bodily fluids in check.
Wow. Now, a lot of people have been asking about Tom. Where is he? Where are the both of you, actually?
Never mind about Tom. Let's get back to Ebola. I've got a few tips for people. If you're going to be exchanging bodily fluids with an East African, please send me some pictures.
You went right by the Tom Brennan so quickly. You know, fans have been asking, where is Tom? Nobody's heard from him.
Oh, well, he's locked securely with zip ties in the cellar, the root cellar.
No. Are you in England?
It's my Ben Brecky.
So you did open them.
I do, you know, he does have to work his rounds. In the morning, he does his side work of marrying the the cats up about bottles and, you know, stirring the crust off the top of the mustard and what.
Well, interesting. Well, listen, Mr. Adams, it sure was a pleasure to talk to you and catch up a little bit. But
listen, I also want to extend to any listeners that I am offering a 20% discount at the Bed and Breakfast. Now, that's all that comes with the room, that comes with a continental breakfast, of course, and a Jolly Rogering of one Tom Brennan in the herbal cellar.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's 20% off? What is the price?
He's a sex slave.
Is he there? Can I talk to him?
He is actually got, what do you call it? You know the ball gag?
Yeah.
Yes. I was able to retrieve it out of his anus and put it back in his mouth. So he can't really talk right now.
Well.
It was very sketchy. I needed some needle nose pliers to pull those things out.
I don't understand your lifestyle, but I'm sure you're having fun. And
cultural differences.
Well, listen, it was...
Things are different across the pond. I call it a lorry. You call it an Uber. I call it a forcible dry anal rape. You call it lovemaking. I don't know.
No. I don't... Anyway, well, listen, it was sure cool that you called because... You know, this is
but
a great
way.
So to close out this show, we have a brand new song, and I can't thank you enough for that, Mr. Adams.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I must say, it is quite odd for us to be talking like this without Perry in the room.
Well, Perry's not in the room.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you're saying it's a little crazy.
When does the metal eel become the metal eel? You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying, I guess, is that Perry's not here and probably will never even hear this.
Things continue.
And yet we're still talking like he is here. Huh. I didn't look at it that way.
Yes, it's something to think about. To think of.
Well, it was very nice. There he is, John Quincy Adams, everyone. Oh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. I've never done this on the show before. Anyway, that was John Quincy Adams performing his latest Big Three comeback. I know what you must be feeling right now. You just completed the wonderful journey throughout the entire catalog of John Quincy Adams once again. Well, one of the things I know is we are still working on putting out the trailer, I guess, or whatever the fuck it's going to be. We got a lot of good stuff in there. People that put money in to fund anything, you're going to get your autographed pictures and gifts very soon. So don't worry about that. We're going to take care of everybody. We are going to have some more best of shows coming up very soon. I want to remind everyone that the entries for the top 10 show, I still need those to be sent to Tom Brennan. That's where you pick your top 10 favorite podcast of all time, rank them in order with your favorite being number one and then go through number 10. Well, we're going to have the top 10 shows played of all time. That'll be pretty fun. That's coming up real soon. We have received a lot of votes already, but we're looking for a lot more. So if you want to push your favorite episode to be showcased on the special and maybe have your comment read along with it, we'd really like to hear from you as soon as possible. Meantime, the store, simply down the podcastnetworkstore.com. We're sending out things. I hope you've gotten your t-shirts. We want to make sure that you like us on Facebook. You can find our official page at facebook.com, the Big Three Podcast. We also have our online game that's out there, so you want to look into that. And I think that this has been quite a journey. All the songs in three episodes. Mary Jane, what did you think of this whole show?
Absolutely wonderful.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we go, Mary Jane?
Thank you all very much. The Big Three has the best fans in the entire world. And every time we've had a big event, so many wonderful people have come out and had such a wonderful time. And it makes me very happy that this brings joy to people. Thank you.
Me too. Well, anyway, to get in touch with you on the social network, how will we do that, Mary Jane?
A with a circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you.
If you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. My Facebook is Don Barris. Instagram, SimplyDon1. Vine is Don Barris. Every week, check out Simply Don the podcast. I'd also like to have you come and pay a visit to me if you want to see me live. Every night I'm at the world famous Comedy Store. I close out. And Monday nights, what happens Monday night, Mary Jane?
The Ding Dong Show, live in Hollywood, California at the world famous Comedy Store at 10 p.m. or on Ustream. Look at The Ding Dong Show Hollywood.
And coming soon, those Ding Dong shows, we're putting them all up on Simply Don the podcast. So for Mary Jane, for myself, for Scary Perry, and for Mole, and John Quincy Adams, of course, how can we forget him? It's time to say, Big Three. Goodbye.